This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The filing of nominations for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir began today after the issuance of notification. 26 assembly constituencies of Gandharbal, Srinagar, Badgam, Rajouri, Poonch and Riasi districts will go to polls in this phase on the 25th of September. The last date for filing of nomination is the 5th of next month. The scrutiny will take place the next day. The last date of withdrawal of candidates is 9th September. The government has allowed the Union Public Service Commission to perform Aadhaar-based authentication to verify candidates' identity on a voluntary basis. It has been allowed at the time of registration and during various stages of examinations and recruitment. The decision came in the wake of cancelling of the provisional candidature of Pooja Khedkar and debarring her from all future examinations for fraudulently availing attempts in the civil services examination beyond eligibility by faking her identity. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists last night in Rajouri district. The gunfight broke out after troops launched a cordon and search operation, suspecting a terrorist movement. 2 to 3 terrorists are holed up in Kheri, Mohara, Lathi, Dhantal area in Khawas Tehsil, and additional forces have been rushed to the area to strengthen the cordon and search operation. Meanwhile, security forces busted a hideout in Poonch district and recovered a cache in a forest area during a search operation. Heavy rains continue to lash several parts of Gujarat on the fourth consecutive day. Several districts of Saurashtra, especially Devbhoomi, Dwarka, Jamnagar, Porbandar, Rajkot and Kutch districts recorded very heavy rainfall in the last 24 hours. Although the intensity of rains was reduced in flood-affected regions of central Gujarat, especially Vadodara, a large number of areas are still under water and relief and rescue operation is underway. Our correspondent reports that at least 25 people lost their lives in the rain-related incidents in the state in the last 4 days. Nearly 1,200 people stranded in flood water were rescued in Vadodara. Meanwhile, India Meteorological Department has predicted extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places in Saurashtra and Kutch regions today. In Bihar, flood situation continues to be grim as rivers including Ganga, Gandak, Koshi and Mahananda are flowing above the danger mark at several places. Some new areas of Khagaria, Bhagalpur, Katihar have also been affected due to floods. 89 schools have been closed till 5th of September in flood-affected areas of Khagaria. IMDA has issued an alert for heavy rainfall in several parts of North Bihar for the next 24 hours. Indian Medical Association, IMA, has suspended the membership of former principal of R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, in connection with the Kolkata rape and murder case. Dr. Sandeep Ghosh was vice president of IMA Calcutta branch. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has decided to appoint a technical joint committee to investigate the reasons for the collapse of the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj statue in Sindhudurg. According to CMO, civil engineers, experts, representatives from Indian Institute of Technology and Navy officials are going to be part of the technical joint committee. Today is National Sports Day. The day is celebrated on the 29th of August every year to commemorate the birth anniversary of the legendary hockey player Major Dhyan Chand. Extending his greetings on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is committed to supporting sports and ensuring more youth are able to play and shine. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia paid a floral tribute to Major Dhyan Chand at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi this morning. Paralympic Games 2024 have been officially inaugurated with a grand opening ceremony in Paris. A total of 4,400 Paralympians representing 167 nations march from Champs-Élysées to the Place de la Concorde. Tokyo 2020 gold medalist javelin thrower Sumit Antil and world record holder table tennis player Bhagyashree Jadhav led the Indian contingent. A total of 84 Indian para-athletes will compete in this edition of the Games. It is India's largest contingent in Paralympic history. And that is the end of this news bulletin.